Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, good morning, Great Britain. On the morning after the death of Her Majesty the Queen, Elizabeth II passed away yesterday, and despite her age and the news from the palace about her health, when the announcement of her death officially came, it still shocked me, and I'm sure many, many others across the United Kingdom and indeed the whole world. Whatever your thoughts on the royal family, for me, it doesn't feel right to do our normal show today. I think it's right to show respect to the woman who dedicated her life to being our queen. So this morning, we remember the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, who died yesterday. Probably playing a lot of lovely songs today, because that's what it feels like mood-wise this morning, not to do the show, even though we've all come into the studio. So we were on tour yesterday. This time yesterday, we're in Wales. And when we heard the news from the palace, we decided to come back to London and finish the tour because we didn't know what was going to happen. And then the sad news broke last night at 6:30 that the Queen has passed away, which changes everything. We've got a competition running that we started yesterday, and so we're not going to be doing, lines are closed, we're not going to call the winner back. There will be a winner, but we'll just do it off the air. And then the big prize today, we'll do that in a couple of weeks when it just feels right to do it. Doesn't feel right to do it today for obvious reasons. So we're just going to play some music, and Dominic will have the news at 7 o'clock. It is 6:45. This is Radio X. Song from Aqualung on Radio X. The time's 6:52. Good morning, it's Friday. It is 9th of September 2022. And we lost the Queen yesterday, which was a massive shock to me, even when the palace had announced that she wasn't well and she was under medical supervision. When the news broke, I was listening to LBC, and Andrew Marr, who broke the news, started crying. He broke down, which he said he may do. And it was like I was in a car heading back to London, stuck in traffic because we'd been on tour, and I was like, oh my God. And just very weird mixed emotions, very numb. I was on Radio 1 only a couple of weeks into my time there when Diana died, and as much of that was out of the blue, even though the Queen, who lived to an amazing age, I still think for a lot of people, certainly for me, I was still surprised, because even though you know it's inevitable, it's like at the same time it's never going to happen, but it has. And so this morning we're not going to do what we normally do, even though we've all come in to do the show. And people are texting in, we're still seeing your text messages. And a text came in which said, thank you for this morning, from an ex-soldier who feels like he's lost his grandmother. Silly, I know, but thank you. And that's the thing, people are going to be taking the news differently, but at the same time there'll be many, many people who feel exactly the same. Millions of people will have emotions going today who never met the Queen, never met her, and we all know one side of her, and we've heard stories about her, the other side of her. Apparently she had a wicked sense of humour, and I think when you see things like the Paddington thing and stuff like that, you kind of know that she ain't going to do that if she doesn't want to do it. She probably went, that's funny, I'll do that. So it's a strange one today, and obviously it's just not right to do the show, is it? It's not right to... I don't think it's right just to play non-stop music, and I don't think it's right to do the whole show. And it's tricky, but, you know, it is what it is. So, over the next few days, we'll all come to terms with this, and, of course, life goes on, and people have got to go to work, and people are going to get stuck in traffic today, or have fish and chips because it's Friday. All those things are going to continue. And, obviously, we have a new king, which is very strange to say those words. It's going to be very strange for all of us, but we'll get through it together. And Dominic will have a news update after this from The Verve.
Aircheckdownloads.com.